This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, we'll hear about Happen Incorporated and the many projects it's involved with. But first, a new international brand conference and festival next month will highlight the Cincinnati area's expertise in marketing. Brandemonium will bring branding professionals together to share ideas and explore new ways to engage customers. Joining us for a preview of Brandemonium are co-founders Bill Donabedian and Kevin Canifax, and we'll also be joined shortly by one of the conference keynote speakers, former NFL player, philanthropist, and entrepreneur Dahani Jones. You can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good afternoon to everybody. Good to see all of you. And Dahani, good to see you too.
Oh, right in the nick of time.
Just that time. Just showing
that's perfect.
Up.
It's all about, it's all on about air? The entrance.
That's all you need, right?
That's perfect. Let's start off, Kevin. Tell us about the origins of Brandemonium.
Sure, be happy to, Mark. And again, thanks for having us on the show today. So I'm a lifelong native of the region, and I had been kicking around the idea of trying to come up with a concept that could be Cincinnati South by Southwest, because oftentimes leaders in the community were talking about going down to Austin and participating in South by Southwest. And I would always challenge them as to why can't we have people come to Cincinnati and experience something that would really be truly indigenous to who we are and celebrate something where we have a particular strength or an expertise. And I started talking with Jerry Kathman, who is now retired but chairman emeritus of LPK, which is one of the largest design firms in the world.
Jerry will never retire.
Jerry will never retire. And Jerry and I were talking about this, and he was very generous in offering some volunteer support from staff, creatives, to get some folks together. And two of the people that were in that original think tank, if you will, were Dahani and Bill and myself. And we kicked around some ideas, really never came up with anything substantive in terms of a concept of, to work or build around. And then Cincinnati was hosting the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, as you recall, in July of 2015. Sure. And I was invited to a luncheon, and it just so happened that one of the keynotes at the luncheon, speaking to the site selectors from all over the country for economic development purposes, was the one and only Jerry Kathman. And Jerry stands up and he delivers this speech, Brand Hub Capital of the World, Cincinnati, Ohio. And I had heard this before, but I had really forgot about it. And as he was going on and talking about all the brands that are birthed and burnished in Cincinnati, if you open your cupboard, there's a significant number of brands that are iconic that were actually created here, designed here, originated here, right here in Cincinnati. And that was it. I immediately said, that's our South by Southwest. It's about brands. It's about branding. So I get in my car, I drive back to the Fidelity Investments campus where I work, and I wrote up a quick vision statement, shot it off to Jerry, said, Jerry, what do you think? He said, I think you're on to something. And then the next person I called was Bill. And Bill and I had been working on some projects together, and I said, Bill, what do you think of this? You know, our South by Southwest will be all about brands. And he said, Brandemonium.
Just immediately?
Well, pretty quickly. I mean, like
sometimes
within—
you don't have to think that hard about it.
Yeah, within a couple of hours, he came up with that title, and off we went.
Brandemonium.
That's how things happen, right?
You know, it's interesting, Bill. I've heard the same thing. Cincinnati is a brand hub, a brand marketing hub. You hear that quite often, but do people really grasp that this is a big area for advertising? Marketing, public relations.
I think people in the industry do, but I don't think other people do. And that's why we want to do this event. If executed properly, which it will be, then people will have to recognize the fact that there's so much talent here, or talent that you find all over the country and throughout the world originated from here. There's so many graduates from companies like P&G and Kroger and Macy's and a lot of the agencies who've gone on to do great work in other places. And we want to create an event that captures that. And I think, you know, the industry conference is one thing, but conferences will come and go in cities and people don't know it's happening. But events like South By and Sundance and Cannes, the reason they capture so, you know, the general public's imagination is because those events ultimately turn themselves outward and allow the rest of the public to participate. And I think that's what's going to make Brandemonium so unique is the festival aspect, which is a festival of brand activations that the public is free to come on and check out.
And those events you're mentioning, Bill, all have to do with experience too.
Correct.
More than anything else.
And that's what we mean. Like Totes is going to be doing an umbrella canopy down an alleyway with multiple colored and sized umbrellas. You know, that's an installation that you'll be able to experience. Or Maker's Mark is going to be doing takeovers at various bars and doing special drink concoctions and giving us new flavors to try and things. And there'll be pop-up shops and other kinds of exciting surprises and things that will be happening all over downtown. And we'll be, you know, using the website and the mobile app and advertising to educate the public, and they'll be able to check these things out.
Kevin, are we attracting talent, marketing talent, compared to, say, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, places like that? I mean, are we really that big of a draw?
Absolutely, particularly in this space. If you look at Procter & Gamble's, the world's largest consumer products goods company, is headquartered here. Kroger, the largest retail grocer. You have Macy's, the largest department store. But around that and all the other companies and businesses here, including, you know, startups like Dahani's, you have this concentration, as Bill alluded to, of talent in these agencies and design firms, advertising agencies, public relations. Cincinnati really needs to grasp its identity in the sense that oftentimes we default to being considered flyover country. And I would argue, I think the three of us would collectively argue, that we have the largest concentration of talent in this space to rival the East and the West Coast. And it's legitimate. And the point that I made before about coming up with a concept that really played to a strength, Alex Tussolini at Kroger, who's a former P&G'er, when we met with him way back when with this idea, he immediately said, we have the right to win this. And that was profound. It was profound in the sense that what he was saying was validating that this is a legitimate idea that we have the right to win, the right to own. It's not something that we're trying to create a dynamic in the sense of, hey, this is where it's happening. It really is happening here. And Bill also touched on the incredible alumni network that has come from this region. From all these other companies and these startups. And of course, what we're really excited about is this is about brand experience, and branding touches so many parts of our lives, so many different industries, that as this grows year after year after year, we want this to be the destination for brands to introduce new branding concepts, to pivot on a particular existing brand. We want everything relative to branding to begin, develop, and end in Cincinnati.
Dahani, you'll be one of the keynote speakers, and
hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
No, yeah.
No, you are.
No, I'm really excited about it, too.
Yeah, you've been involved in so many things. I mean, you played the NFL. You've had so many ventures since. I've kind of lost track. Can you bring me up to date on what you're doing?
Well, I mean, the one thing that I consistently am doing and I'm working on proactively is trying to uplift the area, right? Cincinnati has become home. It's where I live, and it's funny. I still walk through the airport, and people are like, you know, it's good to see you in town. And I'm like, I never left. I never left, right? And so that's been an interesting experience on a day-in and day-out basis. And everybody that I talk to, I tell them the same thing. You know, I considered leaving and going to different places, as anybody does. But then I thought about it to myself. I said, you know what, I'd like to really – instead of have a corner office somewhere, be a part of the cornerstone. And I think when we talk about from a brand perspective and what we have ownership and dominion over and what people only see as a flyover, you know, to allow people to come here and not just be a stop or just sort of a moment in time where they're looking to sort of gain an experience and understanding educationally wise, job wise, professionally wise, and move on. Create more opportunities where people can stay here, and we can create that aggregate mass of people that say, you know what, this is a place where I'm going to live, I'm going to build, I'm going to plant these roots and be a part of something special. And I think that's what Brandemonium represents, as being another amazing piece to this wheel that we're all essentially building, right? This new sort of evolution of Cincinnati, which you've been able to see, which we've been able to sort of witness and grow, and what we've all sort of been a part of as well. So that's what I've been working on in short.
Well, and you know, you've done a good job with branding because now bow ties, whenever I think of bow ties,
I think of you because of the Bowtie Foundation that you set up.
Hopefully.
And
the Bowtie Cause has been an amazing journey, and to be able to help people tell their story. And that brand in and of itself is not just my brand. It's everybody that has participated in the story and the development of not only the Bowties themselves, but those that they've supported along the way. And I think that Cincinnati has been a great creative hub and been a great activation point for many people that have started to learn the power of that story. And that's what Brandemonium is all about, is the story that PNG set and the story that continues to be told in your household, and the stories that continue to be told and passed on to your kids, and then how those evolve. And those are part of the activations that we're talking about that will occur during Brandemonium that everybody will be invited to be a part of, that hopefully I'll be able to make people laugh and have a good time while I'm up on the stage. But, you know, it's been fun in the developmental phase of that, and it'll be even more incredible as it activates and it launches.
Yeah. How many other speakers are going to be involved in this? Because you've got two levels. You've got conference level for this, and then you've got the brand activations, right? That's how it's set up. How many speakers do you have for the conference?
I believe there's about 100 right now. There's over 100. And there's a pretty impressive list of people, like Seth Godin, who's going to be speaking. You have Kirk Perry of Google. You have Dahani, of course. He's a keynote. You have Rick Gomez, who's the CMO of Target. Actually, it's going out tomorrow, but our Saturday keynote is OK Go, the band OK Go, because they've done an incredible job of creating their brand out of using the online, you know, video medium. But they've also been able to leverage that and partner with other brands to create even more exciting and viral content. So there are quite a few people. And if you go to the Brandemonium.com website, you can see a lot of the speakers and panelists. And then we anticipate over 30 this year, over 30 brand activations. There may be more, but we're getting kind of close to the cutoff point of getting our brand activations in. But there are companies, like I mentioned, like Jeep and Totes and hopefully Pure Romance.
Southwest Airlines,
yeah, and some local companies as well. So it's everyone from local to national.
Where were these brand activations going to be? I mean, the conference is at the convention center.
Correct.
And then the brand activations are what, spread out all over town?
They're all over town. And our website and our mobile app, which will be released pretty soon. And of course, we'll do some print advertising and things. We'll have maps and descriptions and times and places so people will know where to go and when to be there and what to expect.
And we'll continue our conversation about Brandemonium. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. We're talking about Brandemonium, an international brand conference and festival next month, with co-founders Bill Donabedian and Kevin Canifax, along with one of the Brandemonium keynote speakers, former NFL player, philanthropist, and entrepreneur Dahani Jones. You can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Dahani, what else have you been up to these days?
Well, you know, I have a new TV show. Well, actually, it's our second season, so I'm really excited about that, coming out on CNBC October 10th. And it's called A Venture Capitalist. So it's our second season of that show. And you know, I've spent a lot of my time sort of evolving into the investment space. And while I've had a couple different companies, and one in particular, Proclamation, which Bill and Kevin definitely know, I sold that one to Empower Media, Jim Price. And we just thought it was a great fit because of what they're doing in the media space and what we were doing in the creative space, and how those stories need to be interwoven from the creative into the media, as well as how the story is being told and wrapped in. And so investing has been very important to me. And I think as you transition out of football, sometimes it takes time. As you transition out of any job, it takes time. And I've been fortunate enough in order to sort of land on my feet and been surrounded by amazing people that have been mentors to me along the way. I mean, Bill, we talked way back when I was doing the Galloping Pig, and Kevin, you invited me over. And I remember when we first had that creative session where we were throwing different post-it notes up on the wall, trying to figure out, all right, so what are we going to do? You know, we need something here to activate. But lastly, as I was saying before, moving into the investing space has brought me great opportunity. And so my show, Adventure Capitalist, is going to be on CNBC, October 10th. And it's just exciting. It's myself, Jeremy Bloom, and Sean Johnson. And, you know, we've been able to go to a lot of amazing places and be able to test different people's products and be able to see what people want us to invest in. And we're like the crash test dummies that are out there, right? So people with like new type of bikes and new type of boats and new type of motorcycles and new type of fishing type of baits and things like that. And we get to be able to experiment and try those products and be able to invest. But in the end, you know, we each have our own lane of which we like to invest. And Jeremy, he's all about the numbers. Sean, she's really about the social strategy, and I'm really all about the story. And I think that's how it relates to what we're talking about now from a show perspective and investment perspective. We all have the way that we're looking at a product. And for me, it's always about the story. It's always about something that makes you, that emits or creates that emotional response. And that's really where I spend a lot of time. And so when I think about Brandemonium and when I think about Proclamation and our sale to Empower Media, it's about that story. And that story is represented in the city of Cincinnati. And that's what we've created as a hub for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we're doing individually and collectively, to Tahani's point, it really struck a chord with me, his comments earlier about what's happening in the city of Cincinnati. Mark, we probably could not have introduced Brandemonium 5-10 years ago. I don't think the timing would have been right. If you look at everything that's happened, be it in the economic development space, in the arts space, in the social health and human services space, this city is being heralded and recognized across the globe for a city of its size, you know, in the Midwest, quote unquote, for doing some amazing things.
Yeah, we're punching way above our weight.
Yes, we really are. But that's a great thing from the perspective, to Tahani's point, that here we're introducing a bold vision and something that we think we literally and truly have the right to own that we feel is going to further catalyze that momentum.
Well, I'd say we've owned it, but now we're putting our parenthetical mark around it to say, look, no one else can take it away from us.
Right.
We're broadcasting that. We're in some ways, some people have probably said Cincinnati's been really conservative. Now we're letting go of some of that conservative nature and opening up that dialogue to allow other people to come in.
This event is a manifestation of who we are, and we've seen other cities do this. When South By was, you know, Austin was an okay music city until South by Southwest.
Right.
Now it's a music center. And you look at other cities that have created some massive event and gathering that kind of has helped define who they are. That's what we want this to be. And it will be.
And Kevin used the word bold when he was talking about this, Bill. And, you know, for a first-time venture, you really have gone all out for this. You've got a conference with exhibits, events in town. Why did you decide to go so big right off the bat like that? I mean, it seems like a big chance.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Come on now.
The world
Make
is too fast. It's too fast today.
Right.
And you know, we also know that there are some other media outlets and some other entities that were kind of circling this idea. So it's like, well, if we're going to do this, that's why we didn't
wait. We
got to
do it now.
It's like,
okay.
We had to get it in
that's
this
right.
year. We had our dates set a while back, and it's like, we've got to do this. We've got to do it big. We've got to make our mark so no one else can steal this from us.
So any idea how many people this might attract to the city for the event?
Well, I think we'll have 1,500 to 2,000 conference attendees, but we expect tens of thousands of people coming down for the activations throughout the weekend. The long-term play, who knows? I mean, we've seen conferences like South By and Sundance. You know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people at that point, and that's really where we see this going.
Well, in terms of people participating in the installations, the pop-up shops, the activations, we're certainly going to be, I think, a great complement to the Blink program that's going to be going on at the same time. We're kind of overlapping one another. So that's open to the general public. I think a lot of people will be coming down to Center City for that, and they'll have the opportunity to experience Brandemonium as well as Blink. But again, you know, with our vision, this is going to be an annual event. And as Bill said earlier, we want to build upon this momentum to have this thing become bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, what keeps it sustainable is that content. What also keeps it sustainable are the people and how that word of mouth starts to spread and how people have that experience. And that's why it's so important for Cincinnati to embrace it as well, right? Because as soon as someone lands in the airport, we want them to be welcomed and say, hey, you know, we're glad you're here for the Brandemonium Conference. And then when people come downtown, we're glad you're staying around for the Brandemonium Conference, because those are the things that add to the critical mass and the other ways that people can kind of create this environment where they don't want to leave. Because in the end, it's about how do you build a certain level of comfort within the city so when people land, they stay, not fly over or pass through. We want people to build and drill deep with the roots so that we can create this amazing, continually create this amazing city.
And to that point, very conscious decision on our part when we were thinking about this vision. This, make no mistake about it, Brandemonium is an economic development, talent retention, talent attraction play. We by creating this coolness factor for the city and by creating an epicenter that draws in the creatives, what's the city focused on? What's the Cincinnati Chamber focused on primarily? The attraction and retention of talent. And we really feel like this is really going to help in that regard. It's not just an event, a static kind of come and go. We, to Dahani's point, we want to create an experience, our own brand, if you will, that is so dynamic that people who generally just fly over or come here for a short period of time will find everything about Greater Cincinnati so appealing. Cost of living, amenities, arts, professional sports, you name it, we've got it all.
Yeah, and as I'm listening to Dahani and listening to you, Kevin, I keep thinking of this, Bill. It's about the experience, isn't it?
It's all about the experience. And you know, that's where branding is going, and that's why we think activations are important. And Dahani was talking about stories. And what the best brands do and the best experiences conjure up an emotion that you take with you and that it touches you. That's where the real loyalty comes from. It's really not even loyalty. It's about love. And so the best brands, we love them. And the best cities and places we go to, we love them. The best events, we love them. And I think if we can get people to Cincinnati in this renaissance and our rebirth, and we can show everything that we have and have to offer, they're going to love it.
Bill, you produce Bunbury Music Festival, and then Kevin, you founded Suits That Rock and Play On. So I'm wondering how much those things had to do with the creation of Brandemonium.
Well, I mean, When I co-founded Midpoint with my friend Sean Riney some time ago, there was a conference element. And if you really think about it, Brandemonium is the same kind of business model. There's a conference, and then instead of bands playing at different locations all over town, we have brands doing activations all over town. So, you know, it made sense to me to produce this event. And actually, because we weren't a brand or an agency, we could be agnostic, and everyone's playing in the sandbox with us. And I think that's one of the reasons we were successful and we got so much buy-in right away is we weren't with some specific company. And we were known for doing events.
Yeah, who were some of the companies that were early embracers of this idea?
Oh, the Kroger, 8451.
LPK.
The Bengals. Northern Kentucky University. The airport.
Yeah.
I mean, people that really immediately jumped on board and said, we want to be part of this.
I'm used to like chasing sponsors and trying to like get paid and stuff like that. I had checks being sent to me, like no contract, nothing. The check would just show up. Like, we're excited. We think this is going to be great. What the heck is going on here?
Yeah, so people were saying, we like this idea.
Yeah,
you're getting that kind of reaction.
Yeah. So we knew we were onto something.
Well, who wouldn't like the idea, right? When we've said so many times that we are the brand hub of the world. Yeah. Right? Who wouldn't like the idea that just basically took what we've been saying and made it and took it to massive scale, right? People have been waiting for something like this to occur, and it's just the catalyst, the main driver is right in front of you to be able to do that. Everybody gets on board and the city follows, and then everybody else will show up, and it's going to be exciting.
I'll tell you, I had two clues that it was going to be successful. The first is when I emailed Seth Godin, like, would you do this? And I sent him the presentation, and he said, this is bold, this is courageous, I love it, I'll do it. Because he just doesn't speak all the time. You know, he picks and chooses where he wants to speak. The other one was when I texted Dahani, and I said, hey, I'm doing this event, Brandemonium, would you speak at it? And I just got a text back like, sure.
Immediately?
Yeah, and I was just like, okay. And I've had a lot of experiences like that. It's very flattering, very exciting. But I mean, he gets it, he does this. And so we're excited to have people like Seth and Dahani on board.
Now, the activations, I guess we could call them experiences, what could be another word you use for activations. These experiences, are they open to anybody? It's free to the public?
Yeah. Most every brand activation will be public and announced and first come, first serve, check it out. You know, and that's what we think is what's going to be the big thing, the thing that will really grow. I mean, our vision, you know, that there should be brand activations going from over the Rhine, like up Findlay, all the way into northern Kentucky, taking over every empty shop, street corner, building lobby. You know, we want to see brands doing things everywhere where you couldn't possibly experience it all in a week. That's the long-term vision.
And just to be clear, an activation, that's more than just somebody wearing a sandwich board with a sign on it or something like that.
Samples. These are experiences. These are experiences that they create so that people participate in and actually touch, taste, you know, whatever it might be. It's not about getting a sample of Tide.
Dahani, can you give us maybe a bit of a preview on what you'll be talking about at the conference?
Well, if I gave you a preview, then maybe people wouldn't. You know, I don't want to give away too much. No,
make them want to come.
Tease them.
Be a good marketer here, Dahani. I
love being able to present, and I appreciate the opportunity to do so, because I think it's just really to the point of what we've been talking about today. It's about telling that story, and I think when you've lived here, your story evolves in just the same way. So I'll be talking about the evolution of my story, not only from just arriving here and almost leaving here the next day and then staying and then playing on the Bengals, but then sort of the transition from that and the things that I've learned through entrepreneurship and through a sale of a business and understanding of partnerships and then how that starts to grow and different bits and pieces of things that I've learned along the way. But really it's about the story. And, you know, and what I want to primarily just communicate to everybody in town is that we have an amazing city. We have amazing reach. There's been a lot of people that have left, and we want them all to come back. And when they do come back, we want to make sure that they're welcomed with open arms and that their ideas are built upon. You know, I have an accelerator in town called Hillman, and it focuses on women and minority-led tech-enabled businesses. And we did that in conjunction with the state of Ohio. And that's another amazing piece to the puzzle that is continually growing in the city of Cincinnati, where we're opening more of our doors to more opportunity and to more people. And there's a lot of cities are within sort of a five-hour drive that are doing the same type of thing. We need to open our doors up wider so that more people come through, because we do have that brand equity. We do have that story and that profile. We are the entrepreneurial hub of the world, right? Procter & Gamble, when they started off, they were a little entrepreneurship shop that made soap. And now we control the marketplace, and we need to allow that to continue to proliferate, and we need to recruit more people so that they feel the same type of way. So that's a little snapshot.
And that was good.
And, you know, I'm just, like I said, get really excited when people of like mind share like ideas and like feelings about the power of Cincinnati and what we can all accomplish truly together.
Are you already planning for next year?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, they're planning for 5 years later.
We have a parallel track going. We've got year one, but we've had initial conversations with some very iconic brands, even startup brands that want to be part of this next year. For whatever reason, couldn't work out the timing. But I do want to point out, Mark, for all the listeners, certainly visit our website, www.brandemonium.com. Spelled just like pandemonium, but with brand.
Brand, uh-huh.
Exactly. And it will include everything that you'll want to know about conference speakers. And, of course, at some point, Bill, we're going to be mapping out where the installations and activations will take place so people can literally walk around downtown with their iPhone and find out everything they need to know about the brand location and what's happening there.
And it's October 11th through 14th?
That's right? Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, Kevin, and Dahani, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Brandemonium co-founders Bill Donabedian and Kevin Canifax, former NFL player, philanthropist, and entrepreneur Dahani Jones, who's going to be one of the Brandemonium keynote speakers. And as Kevin mentioned, you can find a link to more information about Brandemonium, brandemonium.com, or go to wvxu.org. We have a link there as well.